Good afternoon. This is Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to, on the internet, BBS Radio, and you're listening to my show, Radiance by Design. And I hope you're going to call in today. I love callers, because what my guides and angels, and I'm an intuitive, what my guides and angels have taught me for years and years is that we are, you are, I am, vibrational vehicles of light. And when we learn to work with our vibrations and our energy fields, which are vibrations, the denser ones being representative of old reactions and creating kind of resistance to life and maybe messing up ourselves, creating illnesses, and helping us manifest a repeated pattern. When we work directly with our energy fields and we work directly with the universe's frequencies and so on, oh boy, we can shift our radiance, and that in turn, just like stepping into the ocean, actually shifts the oceanic business of human consciousness. So you want to make a difference with yourself. Change your frequency, elevate your frequency, radiate at a higher level, and guess what? Pass it on. You can't help it, because we always pass on everything that we are vibrationally. We're like herd animals. Anyway, enough of that. I say that every week here on Radiance by Design, and I do love it when you call in, and guess what? At about 5:08 today, I say about because I'm not sure if the 8 part is quite exactly right, but then it becomes spring equinox, the vernal equinox. That means that we're at the time of year which is equal day and equal night, equal dark and equal light. And it's a celebrative time for us all. So let's celebrate it here on Radiance by Design and learn what on earth we can do with the actual energy influence of the spring equinox. One of the first things a lot of us know, and I sort of punched up some stuff on the internet just to see what else other people were doing, but the first thing we know is that it's a time of clearing out the past. Oh my gosh, how many ways do we hear that these days? Clearing out the past, clearing out things that you want to pull out of your life, and then putting in seeds so that we can harvest, so that we can create, so that we can grow what it is we prefer to grow. And I believe that we do this on the land, where we can actually do work to heal the land, and we can put our seeds in and actually grow a new garden, a new bounty. And we can do it in ourselves, in our physical, our mental, our emotional, and our spiritual nature. And that is finding out what it is about ourselves that is, and I was talking about denser frequencies, what part of us is denser? What part of us holds back that creation that we can be? What part in you wants to be changed? So we're going to spend some time on this particular show. You know what? I spend time on this in every show, but never mind, don't tell anybody. We'll pretend it's just because it's spring equinox. But we're going to spend some time digging around inside of ourselves and pulling up that which we would wish to change and releasing it and then planting seeds in our hearts and our minds, seeds in the form of pictures, creations, dreams, intentions that we wish to create. And it's a very, very powerful time for us to do this. My guides just love us. All the guides love us, don't they? They work with us. They help us enhance our journey. They can't tell us just what to do. But when they're invited to, we can hear their advice. We can hear their support, and holy mackerel, can you ever feel their love? And one of the things that they've taught us, Bob and I have mentioned this on the show before, Bob and I moved up here to Bellingham from California, and we're sitting on the water's edge here looking at eagles in the tree. It's an absolutely stunning day, which it isn't always. It's kind of a moody weather pattern here. And when we first got here, we have a place. It's not fancy, but it's beautiful in that it's located in Mother Nature's bounty, believe me, with the trees and the flowers and the wonder and the water and the mountains and the snow and the clouds and the rain and the sunshine. And the guide said, yes, yes, this is all beautiful. Now let's get to work. So in that case, they were being a little bit bossy. And what they started teaching us was vibrational structures. And these structures are built with our minds and our focus and our creation. They're built in geometric, sacred geometric shapes. And the reason we build these structures is in order to develop a vibrational reality around us, an ambiance, a vibrational pattern around us that when we step into the world, we're protected from taking on the turmoil that might be there, and we're also putting out there a very empowering radiance that other people catch on to. It also raises our fields and our frequency inside of ourselves. So I love to teach these structures on the air. And so let's take a few minutes and do this, and then I'll give you the numbers, and I'm going to get you to call in with your questions. Because when you call in with your questions, you get a mini reading. But also the biggest thing for me anyway, and for the guides, is that as you call in, you begin to feel, see, and experience the way your energy inhaled in your body-mind has a lot to do with the reality that you're creating or you're printing out of your beingness. And when you ask questions and we look at what the answers are and the influences, you can quite often release a lot of the energies that are holding you back, creating turmoil or conflict and so on, and enabling you to create the reality you want. I love it. Don't you just love it? I'll clear my throat so we can do a better structure here. So I'd like you all to close your eyes, and we'll do the structures, which is a meditative activity. And imagine what we're going to do is call in shapes, and we're going to call in colors and feelings. And I want you to let your body relax enough to actually feel the impact of what you're designing. So focus above your head, perhaps a mile and a half. There's a golden ball, and it's a very, very radiant golden ball. And now below the base of your spine, perhaps 10 feet, is another golden ball. And between the upper ball and the lower ball, draw a filament of light, like a hot white light. Perhaps it has a greenish glow to it as well. And that connects the two balls and runs right through your spine. And feel for a minute. See if you can feel a radiance when you create that. Now around your waist, create a series, a circular form of many, many golden balls. And it's perhaps an 8-foot radius outside your body. And you see this wonderful circle of golden balls. And from the upper ball, about a mile and a half above your head, start dropping many, many filaments of pink light and have them attached to this circle of balls. So you're basically standing in a canopy of radiant pink light. Mine always has a lot of gold radiance to it, too. What does yours have? And then from the circle of light around the waist, then you drop a whole bunch of these pink filaments of radiant light to the lower ball. Now feel yourself in this structure. Doesn't it feel intense? And if you don't feel it yet, practice. How you practice is just releasing your tension against it, your will, your want, and just relaxing into it. You will feel it, I promise you, if not today, soon. And then inside of this structure, create an etheric crystal ball. And it's wonderful. The edges of the crystal ball touch the insides of these structures. And there you are in the feminine, creative energy of a crystal ball. Now, inside of that is you, of course. And more closely around you, place a double tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. And it's kind of a diamond shape when you put the two together. And relax in that diamond shape. And now spin it. Spin it. And as you're spinning it, see ahead of you a great screen. And whilst you're spinning in your double tetrahedron, you create visions and pictures and scenarios on this screen of what it is you want to create in your life, how you want to feel, how you want to love and send energy to specific people, how you want to heal the planet. Doesn't matter. Put things on your screen that you're really wanting to create in the world. Images. I see myself doing self-forgiveness, self-love, creating a wonderful service of sharing energy from here out to you and back again. Because we're part of the circle, aren't we? I love to see world peace, see books, radio, television, whatever it is you want to create that you yourself are doing. Steady flow of resources. Just continue with all that you want to create. This isn't so much selfish, it's radiating possibility and wonder into the world, and it's contagious. Other people get it. If you can do it, they can do it. And you can do it with each other and for each other. Just take a few minutes in silence as you create. And on that screen, you can literally support and help people disentangle themselves from various issues they're working on. And come on back in the center, and maybe your double tetrahedron is still spinning. Some people's are, and some people's aren't. Now remember, we're talking about springtime, and spring is a time of purification and then planting seeds. And if you think about those structures, it really does that, doesn't it? The art of creating a vibrational structure around you is a part of the purification process. It raises your energy field, and it really creates a different relationship between you and all of life. So that's a purification process there, isn't it? And then, of course, what's going on the screens is very symbolic of seeds, planting seeds of intention, planting seeds of creation and of love and desire that you can manifest in life. The other thing that I'm thinking about with spring equinox is that there are a lot of people doing ceremonies for healing the land. And how can you heal the land? Well, each one of us, as we walk on the land, can actually call in from the universe some very high frequency energies. How do you know you're doing it? Just call it forth. I love it. Call it calling up the healing. And as you're standing on the land, on Mother Earth, call up. You can use simply a golden light. Call up the golden frequency from the universe, from spirit, from Mother, Father, God. And have it move through your body into the earth. And what's your intention with this is to actually heal the earth. To raise the frequencies, to be a nurturing force on Mother Earth, who needs a little help because we've kind of created some trauma for her, haven't we? We all know that. So let's spend a few moments in intention and seeing the light of the universe come through. Let me be a vehicle of light, and let me always move high frequencies through my body and into the earth and into anyone that I contact. It's a wonderful concept, and I was reading the other day, we all know about Emoto and his journey teaching us about how if we focus on water and the water crystals, when they're measured, become either beautiful or they become dreadful looking and so on, because how we think and how we intend has a huge impact on water too. So as I was writing this little note saying let's do a little land healing thing, let's also look at the water around you, and if you're not close to any, well, sure you are. You've probably got a glass of water, a cup of tea around you. Take a moment and draw light in and love and focus on the water. We're seeing a bay in front of us. We're sending light and love and healing to the water in front of us. And again, that's planting seeds, isn't it? Seeds of not only possibility, but rejuvenation. Clearing up the negative, putting in the positive. It's interesting, we've been talking for a couple of weeks about how change is a fundamental principle, or as a change is the fundamental reality of spirituality. Because there's no way, if we're really spiritual, if we really are spiritual, then we're going to be constantly growing, and it never ends, life after life after life. And with our intention And our focus, we're learning to clear the past, as we were just talking about, unhook ourselves from the way our reactions have identified us from the past, and we change, and we want to change and grow. So we're always in the process of decluttering our inner selves and creating the higher version of ourselves. And this change is really a very artful spirituality, and a recognition of it is very, very important. So I'm also saying to myself, here's the equinox. Let's also celebrate the fact that change and spirituality go together hand in hand. And you and I are growing as we do this. We're recognizing the change in the daylight and the nighttime. We're recognizing the consciousness that we're applying to change. How does that sound? I didn't give you the numbers yet. Hang on a sec. I'd love to talk to some of you today if you've got some questions. So call in 877-876-5221. I'll repeat that. That's in the States here. 877-876-5221. And those of you from Canada, 888-810-8322. Call in 888-810-8322. And if you're anywhere else in the world, call in from anywhere else in the world. Maybe you're on Mars. I don't know. 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. And I'd love to talk to you about what's going on in your world. What kind of questions do you have today? Hi, we already have a caller. Wonderful. Good afternoon.
Yes, hi. I have a general question. And
what's your name, please?
Marilyn.
Great. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. A general question is that I feel like I'm personally making progress in terms of vibration, but I also feel stuck, and I don't know if I'm just going in. I just seem to be hitting wall after wall, and in terms of general stuff, the average things people deal with, finances, you try to get ahead, something,
Can I ask your age?
No, that same old thing. I'm sure this is a very common type of question. So anyway, that's where I'm coming from.
I really appreciate the question because you're right. It is very common. It's a really typical thing for us to feel frustrated by our patterns. Are you listening on your computer?
Yes.
Are you also on a phone?
I am. I'm calling from my landline.
You could turn your computer down.
Oh, it's actually off. It's down.
Oh, is it?
It might be just my phone.
It doesn't matter. I'll carry on, but there's a little echo. What I'm seeing here, it's really interesting, because what we want to do is do a clearing exercise through the body, because you've got a lot of energy trapped in your solar plexus and in your heart. And in the solar, are you a water sign?
No, I'm a Pisces moon, but a fire sign.
Oh, okay, because I see water, okay? And remember that the solar plexus holds the personal power. And what you've got is something inside you that's kind of slowing down your ability to just launch beyond your normal pattern. So you're just kind of stuck in a pattern. That's very normal for human beings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to take a look here. All right, what is it you want to, just pick one thing you want to change. Is it your job?
Yes.
What's your job?
I'm an engineering technician. I work with roads and bridges. It's not anything that I, but I'm stuck, at my age. And
what's your age?
Pardon? 50. Almost 51 in April. I'll be 51.
Oh, great. You're not stuck, honey.
Well.
You're stuck a little bit because...
Yeah.
You want security, don't you?
Yes.
And the thing with you is I think you're just waking up. Take a look at your solar plexus. And everybody at home do this. And let's do a clearing exercise. Because what's happening is your personal power is all locked into what you're doing, the money you're making. And there's a deep fear in there that you don't have. I don't know what it is. Just a sec. It's almost like you don't have anything else. And what you really have is a very deep and vital kind of a creative, intuitive self, but it wants to perform in the world. Do you ever perform?
No, but I do sense that stuckness. Yeah.
Okay, because they're showing that this block in your solar plexus, which is where we hold personal power issues, is almost absolutely eclipsing this part of you that's really quite vivacious, vital, very smart, and can do something really different, and you will do that. By the time you're 52, 53, you're going to be moving and grooving in a totally different track. And what I'd like us to do is all get together with our energy and shift something out of all of our solar plexuses. And remember that the individual, see, we want to shift your stomach specifically so that you can find the power of your soul journey pumping through you, okay? Do you see how that works?
I think so.
And the thing is, if a lot of people did it, then more people would be functioning from an authentic, self-empowered place, a place that's authentically themselves, not what they think the social world requires from them. And I just see you, are you married?
I'm in a long-term partnership, yes.
And are you satisfied with that?
Yes and no.
Yes. Okay. If you're going to stay with him, I'm not saying stay or don't stay. I'm saying that in a couple of years, you, your personal power, your relationship to your job is going to become much more creative, and you're going to be more volatile in it. You're going to take charge in it in a different way. And you're also, your partnership looks brand new at that point. That doesn't mean you'll have left this man. It means that you'll have a new relationship with whomever you're with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very bright in a couple of years. So when you're desperate and you feel like you're logged down, get to work and change some of your patterning. Did you hear the structure?
I did, and I have a difficulty in visualizing. I tried it, and I was almost there, but I just couldn't quite take it all the way, I guess.
I will do another one before the end of the show, but I would like everybody at home to wrap yourselves in light. We do this so we don't take on other people's, but we get to be authentically ourselves. So let's wrap ourselves in light, and let's call in the presence of our guides and angels and higher selves, and let's ask for help. Okay, let's feel all the energy in the solar plexus, all the energy that's blocking in our personal power. Let's feel all the energy that's blocking in our personal power. And Marilyn, do you feel kind of a pressure when we do that?
Oh, yes.
Do you also feel it in your arms?
No, just in my chest.
Okay, so let's just exact wherever it is. Pay attention, people at home. Wherever it is, pay attention, because you want to remember when it comes up again, you want to remember what your body feels like. So let's bring it up and feel it and exaggerate it and notice where it is. Whoa, you're an interesting woman. Okay, so as you bring it up and exaggerate it, it should get more uncomfortable, does it? Does it feel more uncomfortable?
I think so.
Sometimes people don't do this very well when I put them on the spot right away. But it actually works really well if you do it even on your own, okay?
I will, yeah.
But I want you to exaggerate it, and then say to your angels, okay, take it. And I'll say, okay, take it. Look what I'm doing with it. It's just,
mm-hmm.
There you go. It's coming up. I can see the colors changing in your stomach right now. And ask for help from your guides and angels. Again and again, say, take it, and then swish yourself out with light. Just swish yourself out. I call it a light gargle. And you know, you had something in your history where you were overwhelmed by authority, and you're a very, very powerful leadership kind of person, but you haven't found that place yet. And I feel like you're going to find that place over the next couple of years. And remind yourself that in the Mayan calendar, they say that around 52, everything changes because you live your life, you collect experience, And after that age, you get to spend the experience in the form of wisdom. Okay? So you're coming up to a better birthday than you could imagine in a couple of years. How does that sound?
Well, that would be great. It is. It is. It's a pattern that I hope the other people can work it out too. It's difficult for me, that's for sure. So if I repeat this, and
you know what? Energy doesn't want to die, just like we don't. And it'll always go back to where it was, but as we shift it, and we keep shifting it, it gets lighter and freer till it changed. And you won't know when it started to change, really, in a big way. You see? It's a recommended energy tool to do on a regular basis at first. And the thing is then, right after that, then you face your screen, however you do that, and see what it is you want to create in your life. And I think it's a joie de vivre and a passion in your relationship and in your job, and that you get to be very creative in your job and make good money.
A different job, I think. There's a whole lot of creativity when in my job, but that's where I need to make a change, for sure.
You don't like it at all?
Oh, no.
Well, my understanding of you is you have to keep your vibrations tight and lower frequency to do your job.
I do. Yeah. I mean, that's a good way to put it. Yes.
So what you want to do is envision yourself doing one where you're going, oh, woo-hoo, I really feel freer in this. You might be working hard. Freedom isn't not working, is it? Freedom is like expression in the middle of it all.
Yeah. That's all that. Mm-hmm.
So do the clearing as much as you can. And then follow it with the vision and the feeling of what it is you want to be doing, because your changes are coming up, darling, and you can actually enhance the rate at which they're coming to you.
Okay, well, I thank you very much. I'll get off the line so someone else can call in.
What part of the country are you in?
I live in Illinois, Champaign, Illinois.
Okay, well, thank you for your call.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
That's an interesting one, because when we've got a lot of energy like that, is that we have our personal power somehow conscripted by or enslaved by what we think is the appropriate way to be to maintain power in our society, instead of knowing that what comes through us, what's our natural energy imprint, is really empowering. You're the only one in the universe like you. Isn't that amazing? I still am kind of stunned by that, even though I'm 100 years old and worked like this for years. I'm still surprised that we are all so incredibly unique, like fingerprints, like earlobes, like snowflakes. Anyway, call in. I like having callers, 877-876-5221. I want to hear about you. Now, what I'd like to do also is refer to some of the...
Hello, Veronica?
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. My name is Brian, and I'm from Indiana.
Okay. Hi, Brian. And,
Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Oh, okay, great.
And I'm listening on the internet, and I would just like if you could give me just a mini reading.
Sure, what's your age?
31. I'm just about 32.
Okay. You're actually, first of all, you're very, you're quite earnest. You're quite spiritual. Do you know that?
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah. But you've got a block in your throat chakra, darling. And the throat, I think that, do you sing?
What's that? Do I sing?
Yeah.
No, I like to. Sometimes I sing to myself, I guess, not like publicly.
I would sing a lot, because it's one of the best exercises you can do, is your throat, your neck is blocked. And remember, in the body metaphor, the neck is consciousness of self, and where we synthesize our own special wisdom out of God's will, all my soul experiences. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing yours, that's your working area at this point. And they show that you have a strong third eye, you have full capacity to be a very intuitive man, and you're not going to be weak as a result. So there's a fear of weakness in you somewhere. Do you understand what that is like?
Yeah, it's kind of the religious dogma that has been intertwined throughout my life. I'm trying to break free from that. That's the only thing that's holding me back.
I always say that's a really good place to start because at least you have some place to measure. You have some of the principles that the culture builds itself on, don't you?
Can you see my aura? The colors of it?
Yeah, you have a lot of yellow. Yellow to me represents higher intelligence and wisdom. You have a lot of yellow and a lot of pink and orange, and the pink, you look like your aura is very harmonious. It's a bit strident.
Uh-huh.
And strident means that you could be fairly aggressive about harmonizing people, which is kind of paradoxical, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes I push myself.
And you have a little anger in there.
Yeah, because I would love to... sometimes I push against people's free choice and free will. And
you push against people's free choice?
Free choice and free will, like how I envision the world more peaceful, and that what I see around me in the news, it pushes against me, and it's just a struggle, light and dark, I guess.
I think that's really probably an interesting thing for all of us. Most people listening to this show are really anxious about peace right now.
Yes.
I mean, we want it. Most individuals don't want to be at war. It's a political thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So I don't think it's wrong to pray for that.
One other question I had real quick was the angels. You connect to them? Do you see them? How do you see them? Is it just a vibration? Do you feel it?
I see them as, it's so interesting because we all see differently. I see them as shaped like the angels that you see painted, but they're not firm, so they're like vibrational shapes that flow and are in specific colors. And
yes.
The colors are all white except they have a spectral hue that matches different colors. How do you see them?
I've had in the past, probably in the past year, I kind of felt like a breeze on my forehead. But I felt I've seen little feathers, white feathers, in my path going to work. But sometimes I'm afraid to pick them up because I think maybe they're off of a bird or, you know, some kind of bird or something. So maybe I should start picking these white feathers up and collect them because maybe I feel they are angelic.
Well, you know what's really interesting about feathers too is that many people I know who are on the path in various styles pick up the feathers because each feather has a vibrational effect of, for example, the birds.
Yes.
So if it was angels or birds or whatever, you can feel the vibration that came from that animal. If it's an eagle's feather, how many of us want that frequency in our life, you know?
Yes.
So I feel like you're afraid to be involved in the metaphorical reality of the spirituality. You know, the synchronicity and so on, but you love it.
Yes, I do.
Do you know what I mean by synchronicity?
Yeah, just something leads you over here and it takes you over here without pushing or pulling against it. It just flows.
Yeah, and something arrives in front, like a white feather arrives in front of you when you're wondering if there's an angel around you or something, you know?
Yes, and that's what I would like to know. I'd really like to know, am I connected very much with the angelic realm?
You know what? You really are. You also have very strong guidance, which I see as slightly different.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that you're going to be quite a spiritual teacher by the end of your 30s. You have
that's
to take a
I'm
few more classes.
To. Yes, I want to become a teacher. That's my goal in life. I feel that I'm here. I can offer the world so much.
Well, and just tune yourself up a little bit more because you're still working your way. All of us. I have to learn for the rest of my life and beyond, right?
Yes.
But you need a little bit more certification so you can withstand the challenges.
Okay.
But you have a natural teacher in your heart and in your spirit. And your guides are kind of pushing you to get yourself unraveled from this.
Do you know the names of one or two of my guides?
I'm not very good with names. I always retreat from that question.
Okay. I appreciate it, yeah.
But I love your call, and I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Veronica, and for the good work that you've done and as you continue throughout life. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, there's a man who knows that he's a teacher. He wants to be, and he's following that inner light. But, of course, we often have to go through some of the resistances that we're taught in life and some of the different concepts, but he'll follow his flow. I really appreciate that. And call in. Oh, we have another caller. Good. Good afternoon.
Hello, Veronica. This is Nancy from Washington State.
Hi, Nancy from Washington State.
How are you today?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. What's your question?
Well, I was going to see if you can give me a mini reading because I know I'm on my spiritual path, but I know there's something blocking me from moving forward. I'm being told that I'm supposed to be hearing these messages, and, you know, I'm not hearing nothing.
What's the anxiousness? Did I talk to you last week?
No.
Okay. Have I ever talked to you before?
You.
Okay,
pardon?
Good. You have an anguish in your chest. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
The reason I'm just jotting a little note here. The reason I said that is because energetically speaking, on the heart side of your body, there's some darker frequencies, and those just show me the congestion of reaction that's holding things back.
Uh-huh.
And it's like this. If I'm trying to talk to my angels, okay, and I squeeze my forehead and I hold clench my fists and I go, I'm trying to talk to my angels, right? It doesn't work because it tightens up and lowers the frequency. To talk with your angels and hear things, we're better to dance like mad and sing and play and laugh and then say, okay, now. Because then your frequencies are lighter and they've been cleared up a certain amount and our intentions are received by them and their feedback comes through our consciousness much more easily. The brain pattern will move faster. So I'm saying to you that you have a way of holding yourself in a safe way that is preventing that energy from connecting easily. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
But you know what? You can change that. Almost in a heartbeat. You need to give up, surrender, and then do things to ruffle up. We're energy fields, and when they get tight and well organized, we don't hear very well.
Uh-huh.
You follow?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you become a scatterball and you're impossible to contact. It means that you do things like one of the tools that we can use, and I had someone email me and ask me this very question, is how do I get in touch with the wisdom and the messages and the information? One of the tools I used to use at the beginning was a workout, physical workout and meditation, and then I would do rapid panting. I did very complex breathing techniques, but it can be very simple too. You can just do rapid panting or rapid breathing for 5, 10, or 15 minutes, and that lightens the frequencies, and then you get to hear more easily. You know what I mean? If you do that, your body will start to buzz. And
oh, okay.
It's much easier for them to be heard because the hearing is very subtle and sweet. And after you practice for a while, it's much easier. You don't have to work as hard at it.
Uh-huh.
But you need to move your bod because I just see... Did you have a big disappointment a few years ago, maybe around 96, 97?
Yeah, I did. When I think about it, yeah, I think so, yes.
Because when I look at it, you're clutched in reaction to big pain. And a lot of us do that. And we don't realize it. And releasing that energy can be very scary because it kept us safe. And yet, it's a good way. When you release it, then you're more open to your higher experience, you know?
Okay. That makes
so
sense.
So I gave you a few exercises, huh?
Yeah.
And it's lovely to talk to you. You do have a beautiful light. But remember, it's our reactive energies that keep us tight against the other dimensions.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. I also... Bye, Nancy.
Yes.
I love having people email me as well. And my email address is Veronica. I think you can spell that. At Veronica Entwistle, I'll spell that part, ENTWISTLE.com. That's Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. I love it if you email me. Now, one of my friends emailed me, And he wanted to know how you get going hearing the messages. I mentioned this in Nancy's call. And one of the things I would suggest is when you move your body, if you're doing a workout, a physical workout, you actually raise the endorphins, shift the neurotransmissions in your brain. And then your brain is actually speaking, or your brain is actually relating to a higher frequency communication more easily. So the simplistic approach is use your intentioning, have your intention really strong, communicate with your spirit guides and say, you know, in the name of the Christing, in the name of Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit, I want to hear your messages, I want to have my connection. And then I always recommend do a wild workout. Some of you are runners, jumpers, whatever you do physically. I just boogie like mad with music for about 20 minutes. And when I started doing that, it was funny. I had some visions and things would be out of control, and they hit me, and I had no control. But I got so that I would do a workout, which is just dancing like a wild woman for 20 minutes. I've been doing this for 30 years. And I would do that and clear myself, allow no input at all from the spirit guides, and I would color up my chakras while I did it. So my dance looks funny on the outside, but inside is very pristine. I work on the chakras, I work on aligning my energy fields and so on. And by the end of that goofy dance, I could have asked a question and I would see something. So it's like that opened me to not just opened me, but it helped me take charge of, I was more in charge of the parts of my brain that wanted to reach for the connection. That was one part of my learning. And another part is to do yoga. Yoga is wonderful. It just snapped open my centers. Bang, bang, bang. But again, it was quite a discipline. I was still doing my wild woman dance, and then I did yoga, and I found myself opening and opening and opening, because as you grow in consciousness, so grows your ability to communicate with the other dimensions. Another thing to do, and this is for you, Samir, is when you're doing your workout and for anyone else who really wants to make contact, always call in the presence. Always call in protection and the light before you do any of this stuff. And so I recommend you do a physical workout. And then if you can't have time, you do some yoga and some breathing. And then you call in above your head a beautiful golden light and see dropping from that golden light as if it's a stream of syrup moving in through the top of your head and filling your head. It's really interesting. That becomes like a channel that literally connects you to your higher guidance. Those are simple kinds of exercise that are great to start with. But remember, you always use intention. You always call in your guides and angels and ask them to help you with this or to reveal to you what your next step is with it. And then really honor what comes through. It's kind of fun. I found learning to channel, it was like bringing a link of a chain through. And if I caught the word that I could hear coming through, then more words would follow. And it was a slow-ish process for me because I was always questioning myself, oh, you should be doing this, is this a good thing, kind of like Brian. But it still works really well. So I would suggest that, and I think that's a wonderful way to begin. Now, let's go back, and I love your calls, so please call. I'm going back to the springtime, and I found this wonderful, this is a real jump shift in what we're talking about here, for those of you who play bridge. It's an absolute change of what I was talking about. I'll go back to the springtime. And I found this interesting thing. It said, spring is the eastern quadrant of our life's earth walk and of every project we undertake. Its animal totem is the golden eagle that rises fearlessly into the heavens, high enough to consort with spirits, and Wakan Tonka, who's the great sun. Like the sun itself, its colors include all the shades of gold, and therefore its symbolic stones include citrine, carnelius, and topaz. In terms of human life, spring is the season of birth. It is the season when life and inspiration arise once again from the darkness of hibernation into the light of the sun and earth reality. I like to take that, I'd like to jump into it and go, terms of war and peace, I like to think that we're in the springtime of learning how to create a peaceful environment for all our diverse beings. Now, okay, so there are a whole bunch of ways that different societies have honored this period, this right now, of the arrival of the equinox. And the Druids leave offerings of food and milk for the fairies. Another one the Druids do is scattering ashes, salt, or soil from mountaintops onto fields ready for new planting. And a universal one is wearing flower-decorated hats or head wreaths. I guess we've seen a lot of that, to celebrate the arrival of spring. And the good old Romans, with their wonderful hedonism, I'll just be with you in a moment. I'm glad you called. Rituals of sensuality involving fruit and wine, and then the earth-centered carnivals involving fertility and good harvests such as Mardi Gras, a reverence to ancestry using lime, chalk, faces, raffia skirts, banana stalks, banana stick pins and breads, an African tradition. And then palm trees, palm leaves, are used to decorate graves, to hang from homes as protection, to assure good harvest, to ward off evil spirits, and to assure good health, luck, and love. And that's from Puerto Rico, Belgium, Cuba, and America. And then there's the eggs, the use of eggs as a symbol of life, as a part of Passover Seder plate. Searching for and decorating is universal. Baking into breads is universal. And then the use of rabbits as symbols of fertility and baby chickens as symbols of new life. So there's a few of the little symbols of this time of year, just to think about spring, and let's have fun celebrating. Now we have another caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
My name is Dee.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm real good, thank you. I wanted to see if I could get a mini reading from you.
You sure could. Give me your age.
I'll be 50 on the 1st of April.
Oh, great. So you're about to be 50.
Yes, I am.
Talk about equinox, eh?
Yes.
How long do you want to live? 150? You're a third of the way through?
At least, yes.
Actually, yeah, you need to go through some big, big changes. Are you aware of that?
I have a feeling, yes.
Yeah, you're a really, really good soul, but you contain yourself really hard. Are you a fire sign, but you already told me that.
Yes.
You have a containment, meaning you are kind of holding yourself a certain way, but what's inside is very volatile and changeable and really fun and light, and you're going to get younger as you get older. You've been trying to hold yourself together and sort of worried and striving for a long time, haven't you?
I thought I released that.
Well, honey, if you have, you're going to release a huge amount more. Because
okay.
I see your 50s is going to be like your adolescence in a wonderful way, you know? It's like the springtime of your world.
Well,
are you single right now?
Yes, I am.
But you have children, right?
Yes, I do.
Because I see, I'm trying to look through the years here. As you go through your 50s, it's like you're going to claim more and more space for yourself to be who you are. Do you like your job?
Right now I'm not working. I have been just on a spiritual journey for the last year and a half.
Isn't that the best? So that must be why in your 50s I see you going up a path, a really interesting path, and it gets more creative and you get to do more work. Are you studying a course? Because there's going to be some job that you start doing pretty soon that is something that comes from your heart and soul.
Yes, I'm studying to be a bioacoustic research associate, which is the sound healing with the Cherry Edwards does.
Oh, yay.
That's really
exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, you know what, honey? Maybe what I saw as a tension is releasing. As you talk about what you want to do, that tension I saw at the beginning is releasing. So that's just a social dynamic you used for years to keep yourself going, right?
Right.
And right now I'm seeing, I see by the time you're 57, 58, you're being celebrated for a number of things that you do. You know, we can live a long time these days. We don't know. We don't
right.
even know what that means, right?
Right.
But I see in your later 50s, you're going to experience some strong celebrations about what you're creating and who you're doing it with and why. There's some festivals, there's some awards, there's some really powerful stuff coming up for you. But I want to say your 50s ought to be kind of a hot diggity exploration, youthful time of trying out some wonderful principles.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
And you're going to bring your heart open because you haven't had the faith to just keep your heart open and really share with the world, but you're going to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Many
Thank
blessings
you
and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you,
great
Veronica.
To be 50. You're welcome.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye. 50 seems sort of an exciting time because many, many people really encounter the opportunity to self-actualize, to really come into their own around 50. It's very exciting. Now, I want to go back to some of my emails and see the other things that people want to know, which is, how do I open to, just a sec here, oh, clearing pets' energies. What about that? We're talking about getting into your own real self and setting up structures to really create energy fields that help manifest the world that you want to live in, okay? So there are people who talk about living in wartime and being conscious in their intentions of experiencing peace, and the bombs that fell never touched their houses. I've read a lot of stories in that style. And there was recently an email by Starhawk saying that she had volunteered. Starhawk is a wonderful Native American healer, teacher, strong leader. And she had gone off to Israel and Palestine. I don't remember all the story now. All I know is that it was really tragic how people were being blown up and hurt, even volunteers that had come over from this country to help little children and so on were being killed. But she also noticed, she was lamenting that this was all going on, but she noticed that as she was holding her light, thank you, I'll talk to you in just a minute, as she was holding her light, her intention, her prayer, and bringing in her guides and angels, she said that the firing, the guns usually stopped when she walked through any area. And that's supposed to be real for all of us, that we can actually create the reality that we want to live in. And sometimes it sounds preposterous, but you know what? You can practice now. It doesn't mean we have to go to Israel, Palestine to practice there. But it does mean that we can set up our healing energy, and we're going to get back to pets and setting up theirs pretty soon. We have a caller now. Hi.
Hi. My name's Alexis. I'm from Canada.
Oh, great. I'm from Canada too, Alexis.
Oh, I'm in Ontario. What part are you in?
I was from Vancouver. I'm not there now. That's where I was born and raised.
Oh, cool.
But I'm really glad you called.
Yeah, thank you. I was wondering if I could get a mini reading?
Sure. What's your do you want to tell me your age?
Oh, I'm 56.
That's close enough for government work, right?
Fair enough. I'll do the math. 7 minus 1 is 6, yeah. No,
okay.
I'm 55.
Oh, great.
I'll be 56 next September.
Oh, okay. And it doesn't really matter that much. It just helps pinpoint you a little bit on the planet, you know?
Oh, okay.
You're really a kind woman, and you have a lot of angel, you know, have a lot of angel energy around you. Are you aware of that?
Oh, no, I wasn't.
It's wonderful. I don't know if are you on the spiritual path yet?
I've started, yes.
Good. Because when I look at you, I go, here's a woman who should be teaching and who should be working with people on a healing level. You know that?
Pardon me?
You should be working with people as a healer.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever been told that?
No, but that thought comes into my mind a lot. I picture myself talking in front of a group of people.
Well, don't give up that concept, honey, because what I think is all of a sudden, what's your job right now? Are you teaching?
I'm not really working any. I've too much right now, a little online stuff, but that's it.
Well, this is excellent because we want you to take some kind of healing classes. Now, remember that a lot of the classes are meant to activate or evoke your own power as a healer. And what is a healer is someone whose vibration helps activate other people's healing response, right?
Yes.
And you have terrific angelic energy around you, darling. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that before.
No, I've never had a reading before.
Well, guess what? You know, each of us is very special. Each person on this planet is special. And one of the gold mining jobs we need to do is find out what's our special gift. And you have terrific support to help you associate with angels. And I would recommend, here's a little meditation, and people at home might enjoy this as well. I would really recommend that you, do you meditate?
I do, off and on, yes.
Well, we want to do it on, okay?
Okay.
Do you do a physical?
I do meditate quite often.
Oh, good.
Not every day.
And you know, do you ask?
Sometimes I get busy at other things and forget. And then I think, oh, I'll meditate a little bit, and then I fall asleep.
Oh, I'll meditate standing up.
Okay.
I'm teasing you. But the thing is about meditation is they want you to, the thing about you and the thing about meditation is raising your fields and raising your frequency. That means dumping off all the earth plane stuff at least once a day, if not more often, because your ability is to see your angels. Oh, the guides say you don't see as much as you actually feel them around your skin.
I feel energy around me.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was angel energy. I thought that was like my own energy changing.
It could be some of the time, but my guides are saying right now that that's what happens with you. You have angel energy around you, and it's quite a lot, and it's very soft. It's very, very soft. But if you ask it to guide you, and that sounds kind of insane, doesn't it? But it's not. If you say, all right, I don't know if Veronica's a noodle. I don't know. You'll have to prove it to me. You have to show up. They will. They'll give you little messages, you know? And I want you to write your little messages. But the thing with you is you need the meditation because you have a soft vibration. And when it's easily interrupted by, you know, family or whatever, you forget that you really have that presence around you. Okay. It's a part of your destiny, darling.
Okay.
How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
You just kept meditating.
I've been doing a lot of clearing work.
Good.
And, you know, getting rid of old baggage.
Good girl.
Yeah. So, I thought I'd phone in today for a reading and, you know, maybe get a little more guidance there.
I really feel like you're coming into your own over the next year and a half. But ask for guidance over and over again. I used to say this, thank you for the next step. I mean, you can be a little Dickens at times because they already know what we're like.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're not, but I am, and they listen to me too. I say, thank you for the next step and send them your love. And I have to go here.
Yes.
Many blessings, and thank you for your...
I feel I was very lucky to get through.
Well, email me if you feel like it, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com.
Okay.
All right, darling, and I have to go here.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Veronica.
Thank you. And for those of you who called in, thank you. For those of you who write me, thank you. For those of you who are simply listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. And may we all pick this time to seed this light. We're the garden. Each of us is the garden, and let's send this light out all over the world that the world can feel its potential, its authenticity, its power of transformation, and the love that exists for us all. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I show up once a week. Well, actually, no, I'm coming on Thursday night with Jackie Salvitti and her team of guides and angels as she introduces the work to help move the shadow. The shadow knows. She does a very powerful work where we collectively move certain hidden energies in the human collective. And I'd love you to tune in again to Radiance by Design next Tuesday at 4 p.m. West Coast time and 7 p.m. East Coast time and Central and Mountain. I guess you figured out the intermediate times. And you can email me, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle, no H in Entwistle.com, and check my website, www.veronicaentwistle.com, and I've really enjoyed today and send you much love.